You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's House.
All right, here we are. Look at this. We made it. Two podcasts in a row. Well, we haven't made it through this one yet. It's just getting started.
Yeah, yes.
Hang on a minute.
Wait. Okay. Nobody told you to talk yet.
Oh.
No. I'm just kidding. I was just kidding. You can talk. I just forgot to set my little timer here.
Okay.
Okay. We haven't even got started yet. Jody just got here and immediately walked in and started telling me stuff I need to be doing.
Well, the question is, will you do it?
I don't know. What was it that...
It's stuff for your office that I brought.
Oh. Unload this, unload that.
Yeah, since I loaded it, I was thinking you could unload it.
Okay. Well, we didn't drive here together.
Nope.
She got her own car.
Yep.
All right, so this is TJ and Jody's house, as you just heard from the big voice guy, announcer. And make sure you go to you're on the Ace and TJ app or wherever you listen to this, and you can hear it every week. You can also hear the other things that we have on the Radio Button Network. Ace is Large. It's actually called Ace at Large. But Ace is Large sounds funnier to me. And Riggins' thing that he does on Fridays, which is a wrap-up of the week. It's called The Hangover. Alexis has a thing now called In the Loop and Rob's Nerd News. And a lot of it has video that goes along with it and everything. So you can get all of that stuff where you get your, you know, your podcast things. As Adam, our manager, says, Apple will do it. You can do it on iTunes or iPhones, whatever. That's basically what it is. But coming up today on the TJ and Jody's house, I have something to tell you that get your opinion on. Basically, you can make a decision whether you're on my side or her side about something very personal and intimate.
Ew.
Okay. Also, we took one of these little relationship quiz things the other night, and there was one question in there that that I want to go back to and discuss that we disagreed on. And there was one more thing. Anyway, it's all going to be good, and we're going to take a break. There's just a couple of minutes, and then we're going to do pretty much the whole podcast without any interruptions. Okay? All right. So all of that gets kicked off next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right, welcome back to the TJ podcast with Jody. I like that name better. That seems to have more of a ring to it.
TJ podcast with Jody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sometimes without Jody.
No.
Hopefully.
Oh.
It'll get to that. I mean, let's face it, I'm the one that people are, I'm putting the asses in the seats, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Careful what you wish for.
What do you mean?
About it just being only you.
Oh, you're all tough.
I am tough.
Because you got your little contract demands now. We did one podcast. Hey, thanks, by the way, if you listened to last week's podcast and you enjoyed it and you told us that you enjoyed it because that was very sweet.
Yes, thank you.
Seemed to get a good response over that.
That was nice. And y'all must have sheltered me from any bad comments.
Yeah, we did.
That's great.
Your friend Riggins did that and Alexis.
They did. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because there were tons. I mean, they were like We love TJ, but Jody needs to shush.
Yeah.
And who pulled her string, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, there were, okay. A lot of those.
All right. Well, if they're shielding me from it, no need for you to go over it now.
Okay.
All right.
And it's cold, extra cold right now, and we're supposed to be getting ice where we live. And our daughter lives in Nashville, and she's getting bombarded with snow and the whole thing. It's this big winter storm that's come across the South. And I got completely faked out. And Jody, you had me scared to get on the roads this morning because everybody said it's going to be frozen. It's going to be a sheet of ice. And I got up. I left the house extra early because I thought I was going to have to go get Riggins. Mm-hmm. And it was nothing but rain.
Well,
you were scared to drive down here today.
Well, I didn't know what it was going to be. I know, you know, the weather people get you scared and then you wake up and it's nothing. Yeah. I mean, there is ice in the trees.
Yeah, but we don't drive in the trees.
And there's ice on the side roads, they say. It's because we're in the southern end of this county, but this county is so long that I think the northern counties got it bad.
Yeah, we got a long county.
It's better to be prepared.
Yeah. Prepared and scared.
I knew you were fine to go to Charlotte. I wasn't expecting any of that.
Oh, well, you don't get afraid for me to do anything.
But you driving this so much and you've done this so many times and picking up your little people from work that are scared.
People. Yeah.
I mean, you've done it for years. So, I mean, years and years, like when we lived in Huntsville, Alabama, and would get snow.
Oh.
So you're just better at that.
You sound like you have confidence in me.
I do when it comes to driving in that stuff. I really do.
Okay, well, we'll see when I'm driving you this weekend in the mountains.
Well,
much confidence.
I have more confidence in you driving me in that weather than when it's dry and you drive like a maniac.
Is that because is it one of those things where if you can do something, then you get nervous and say that I can't do it well, but something you can't do, like you're afraid to drive in the ice and the snow, so you do give me credit for that. But you can drive on a sunny day, so you automatically assume you're way better at it than I am.
Yeah, maybe, because I feel that way, too, about you on a motorcycle, and I can't drive a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably, yeah.
Right, but you were that way just for a little while riding the motorcycle until that one night you started giving me hand signals from the back and then pointing around me at the steering wheel. I mean, at the speedometer, telling me to slow down.
Well.
And I was like, you have no idea how fast we're going.
Yeah, but my life is at stake big time there.
But all of that about, he knows what he's doing. He's careful on the motorcycle. That went out the window. Yeah. When all of a sudden you thought, okay, I've been on it long enough to know that this isn't right. He's not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna ask you something at home, but then I thought, well, we'll just save it for the podcast. I don't understand. Again, you explained it, but I don't really get it. Why we're using cheap toilet paper right now that is about as as thick as a piece of onion skin
it
paper.
It is not.
It is. It's terrible.
Not. It's still Charmin because we love. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We love the ultra soft Charmin. But I think when we were out and everybody was going crazy grabbing toilet paper, I just grabbed what was there and it was just the regular Charmin.
Yeah. And okay, I get Charmin. That. And I did that too.
But Charmin in general is good. Why we're using it is because I was probably busy, grabbed that pack, and just unloaded it in everybody's bathrooms.
I thought you said the other night that we got it, we got to use it up because no. We've got it. Because I would say we got it and keep it for if there's an emergency. Because I did the same thing when people started acting like they were going to start, you know, buying up toilet paper again when the next round of the virus hit. I'd be in the store and see a big thing of toilet paper and I'd just grab whatever they had.
Yeah.
For an emergency.
Sure.
But then we didn't get into an emergency. So why are we using that?
It's not that big of a deal. Are you bleeding?
I'm tender. Yes.
You are not. Well, then you need to go have some lessons on how to wipe because that is ridiculous, too. Well,
I'm just saying that it's so rough and it's like taking a bunch of wood chips and just throwing them back there, you know, from a slingshot.
Do people realize how dramatic you are?
I'm not dramatic.
You are so dramatic. Wood chips.
It is rough as hell.
My gosh.
It's not what I'm used to. It's like having to sleep on a low thread count sheet all of a sudden.
Well, here's
who
the deal.
Would do that?
Your little legs work, and if you don't like that toilet paper, carry yourself outside where the good stuff is and change the roll.
But I can't.
Yeah, you can.
If I don't discover it until I need it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? What,
you, but
am I
you know.
Walk like a penguin all the way out to the garage with my pants and my ankle?
You know now that it's in there, so take it upon yourself to go change it.
But it's disappointing that you're okay with it.
It doesn't hurt me. I clearly know how to wipe.
I thought you were at a higher quality chick than that.
It doesn't hurt me at all, and it definitely doesn't feel like wood chips.
Oh, my God.
It's dramatic.
And it's so thin.
Oh,
like we poor have, you. We have thicker toilet paper at work, which, and you know how cheap that company is.
Well, maybe you need to try to do your business at work.
Ooh.
Okay, then.
Gross.
Change the toilet paper if it's that big of an issue. You're grown.
All right. Well, these are the things that people are talking about. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is. These are the important issues. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm trying to do my other stuff here. Ooh. Looking over things that are important. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the deal with this relationship test thing that we took the other night. We were over at our friends, Michael and Jenny, which, by the way, they're about the only people we hang out with as a couple.
Regularly, every
now and then,
yeah.
Yeah, every now and then we hang out with other, there are a couple of other couples that we hang out with. Mm-hmm. And that's because when we have friends, then we introduce friends from here to our friends from there. They hit it off and kick us out of the group. So we lose a lot of friends that way.
Yep.
And so we met Jenny and Michael, and they're almost like, you know, they are like family now. We do everything together almost. And then every now and then we'll mix another couple in, like, you know, if Saturday night we're doing, you know, Michael and Jenny, then Friday night or Friday night we'll do something with another couple maybe every now and then. But I talk about that on the radio a lot, that's what happens to our friends. And, you know, people have asked, well, whose fault is that? And I'll always say that I get blamed for running our friends off or getting us kicked out of friend groups. Because you say little things like, well, I mean, you know, maybe they just want to be around people who are happy all the time.
Well.
Because Ace and his wife Amanda are clearly trying to steal Michael and Jenny from us. Because they, every time we turn our backs and we're not together, they're doing something with Michael and Jenny. Mm-hmm. And again, we introduce them to each other. Now they're all buddy-buddy. And your response to that is, well, I mean, you know, he's happy. He's a happy person. He's fun.
I said he's happy.
And fun. Yeah, people want to have fun.
And
Richie.
They do want to have fun. And they don't want to be. Yeah, they do.
So what does that have to do with me?
Nothing.
Why is that my fun?
Nothing. You're a bundle of fun.
No, seriously, am I not fun at all? Am I?
Yeah.
You act like, though, that I'm just the grouchiest, meanest.
You're kind of crabby.
People like to be around me.
Okay.
Or they say they do.
All right.
You think that's just because I'm rich?
You are. This is a newsflash.
Well, that sounded good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know.
But am I really that bad? I've asked you this before, and you'll say no, but then as soon as you get aggravated about something, then you'll throw it back. Like, I mean, if we don't get invited to something, it's like, I don't know what the problem is. I mean, you haven't even talked to him lately, so, or whatever.
I mean, honestly, can you say the truth in this? In the past, like when we did have groups of friends and we would be at functions, would you or would you not, when everybody's socializing, be in a corner on your phone? Because these people were there and they know. So
that's what
I'm just asking. When you have friends over, and then every time that this person's around, they're in a corner not talking to anybody.
Every time?
A lot, the majority.
But a lot of the time, I just don't like to be, I like to be off observing everybody. See, that's what
that's
I think.
That's not fun.
I know, but that's what I think the problem is a lot, is because everybody expects me, even my close friends, mm-hmm. expect me to be on all the time. And if I'm not, if I'm just being quiet mm-hmm. and observing and enjoying what everybody else is doing,
yeah.
then everybody chalks it up to, oh, he's miserable. He doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
He doesn't like us.
Because mm-hmm. maybe the way that you observe, though, doesn't look like you're enjoying it. In your mind, it
meaning
is.
Meaning the look on my face?
Yeah. Like you're just there. Like it's like, I have to be here. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any answers. I've gotten to where I'm too old to really care about yeah. this situation.
Yeah, you've gotten to be where you're too old for a lot of things.
I am. And I just don't care. Like, I have so many great girlfriends. I'm not so worried about couples. If they don't like us for whatever reason, then bye, have fun, move on. I cannot deal with that anymore.
Okay, but...
It makes me sad.
But for the record, you do, for whatever... understandable or not understandable reason, you do think that it's because of me and not you.
No, ever. Not necessarily.
It's not ever you.
No, I don't think that.
Because I don't. I always say that too. I don't ever think it's you.
But it may be me.
Now, but, I'm the only one that has a problem with you at times.
But
nobody
but,
else
no,
does.
No, people do. And but the thing is, if people really know me, I am the type of person, if you do have a problem with me, just come to me and tell me the problem. Like, we can work it out. And if we can't, we can't. But let's try. I'm more where you run from confrontation. I'm okay to hit it head on. Let's figure it out and move forward.
See, and I don't run from confrontation. I would just rather be passive aggressive.
Because you would honestly rather be alone, if the truth be told. You do not care about having... friends
everybody,
like I do.
Everybody loves passive aggressive people, I've learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's their problem. They're not smart enough to get me, is the way I look at it.
That might be the problem. Oh my gosh.
So anyway, this thing in the test was who wears the pants in the family. And I said, I do. And you just busted out laughing.
Everybody in the room did.
They were laughing at you. They weren't laughing at the concept that I wear the
no,
pants.
No, they weren't. They were laughing. I don't think anybody in particular wears the pants. For certain things, I think people wear the pants.
You get more of what you want from me because I want you to.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, I mean, seriously, and I always say that with a if you've got a normal good guy,
yeah,
his goal is to make you happy.
Sure, right.
Okay, and it, mm-hmm. and if it's not, then there's a problem.
Right.
But when it comes to things that are important decisions that I would maybe be against, I would stand, or when it comes to, okay, this is how we need to do this to make it right, or like, for example, when our flight got canceled at the airport, and obviously that's where it would get canceled, when we were going to Disney that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran down and got the last van, and we rented a van, and we went.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff I think of when I think who wears the pants in the relationship is like who steps in as the leader at times when you need the leader of the family.
Right.
Not who runs around barking out orders and do this and do that.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Are you trying to say I bark out?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that a lot of people look at it that way when somebody, she wears the pants in that uh-huh. family. It most of the time means that they think that the woman is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
When that's not the way that it should be. Mm-hmm. And I think the women can be leaders at the certain time, and then men are leaders in certain times.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one or the other. But it was just fun to laugh in your face the other night.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what, Saturday night? Saturday?
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to sleep since then, wanting to hash it out.
I can tell. Yeah.
Did I tell you, though, when I woke up the other morning and I said, I don't know what I did, but I can't grip anything.
Yeah.
My forearms are sore. Like I've been
from working out. Yeah.
And I didn't do that type of workout that day.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it out. I was clenching my fists in my sleep.
Oh, tricking me?
Because it was that night that I told you that I was dreaming that the mob boss guy on that show we're watching called Your Honor had me kidnapped.
Ooh.
He had kidnapped me. Yeah. And I think I was so intense and gripping and squeezing my fists together.
Yeah.
That's what gave me the bad.
You dream about things like that a lot.
I know. I wonder why.
I wonder.
You think it's because of the shows that I watch?
Or maybe you're a little obsessed with it. Crime documentaries. Possibly.
And things? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I do.
That can't be it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But anyway, that whole thing is, I do think that with the pants and the family thing, that you lead on most things in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're, you know, your mind works that way. Your type A personality. You like to control things. And yeah. I mean, a lot of times that's funny to laugh at you being a control freak and all. But it works.
And I'm well aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I am. It becomes a problem when you're like that and you can't control things like flying an airplane.
Yeah, Jody doesn't like to fly because she's not the pilot.
I hate it. But I do it, yeah. But I hate it.
Oh, well, we know you do it.
Yeah.
Because
I love to travel.
Yeah.
Made that clear last week, didn't
mm-hmm.
I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that sometimes it's slightly annoying when you get mad because not everybody is jumping to do what think they should be doing.
I've gotten better about that.
Yeah, you have.
Because I've given up.
You've gotten a lot sweeter over the past couple of years than you used to be.
And you've gotten grouchier. What the heck?
Well, then never mind. Never mind. Wow.
Wow, what?
I don't know. This whole thing today has been a little, I don't know, are we talking about too much of our personal stuff? I mean, all the way from toilet paper to arguments and you being a control freak.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Did you bring hot tea from home?
I did.
I don't care for any, thank you.
Listen, I could not carry that. It's raining, I couldn't carry that. Plus all the boxes that keep coming to our house daily from Amazon to bring to the studio.
Yeah, that's Adam.
I know.
I don't even know what any of that stuff is.
But you let those boxes sit at that door. Like, you don't even see it. And I see them piled up, and I'm like, when are these going to go?
Piled up?
Yeah.
There was one box there today, until there yesterday. Another one came, and it was tiny.
Mm-hmm. The other one was big.
And I couldn't take them out this morning because it was raining, freezing rain.
Oh, yeah. It's a sheet of ice.
No,
yeah.
It was frozen raindrops.
Sure.
Cracking my windshield is how hard it was coming down, blocks of ice.
Yeah.
Falling from the sky.
Yeah. You just don't see things like that, and I've accepted it. You could trip over the box, and you'd be like, oops. Gotta go.
You leave dishes in the sink that you used to not do.
I know.
Like, you couldn't go to bed if there was a dish in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem anymore.
I don't care
anymore.
I'll
come in there at 3:00 in the afternoon. Their breakfast dish is piled up in there.
You like it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to turn into a martyr to put them in the dishwasher or to wash skillets or something. I just do it.
No,
I don't have to tell everybody that I did it.
You are such a liar.
Just like we have these water bottles in the refrigerator all the time.
Gosh.
And there's a little shelf for the water on the door. And the kids and I put water in there just as much as Jody does, but every time it needs water when she goes there, if there are only a couple of bottles in there, she looks at it like she's the only one that ever puts the water bottles in there. It's just that none of the rest of us have to announce it. We just do it humbly.
You announce it every time, and you'll take the garbage out if, like, it's about to fall on the floor. You have a thing about garbage.
Oh my God.
Ever since I've been married to you
lately, to start taking it out as soon as I see that it's getting, it's not even completely full yet, and I take it out. But now the problem is when I take it out, it's not good enough because, sure, I'm human, and I'll forget to put another bag in there.
Human,
and
okay.
And then that's when you, there's not a bag in.
Because then you go over to the trash can.
Richie.
Oh, gosh. Seriously, though, you have always had an issue with the darn garbage. Is it because, did you even have that as a chore growing up?
No.
Who did
it? I didn't have that many chores.
I can tell.
Because
who did it?
I played sports, and that was more important to my family than learning chores and stuff. That's why I can't fix or build anything.
I know.
And my brother is so good at it.
That's sad.
My dad and my brother are both great at building and fixing things. And I'm not. I can't do any of it because I was a super superior golden star athlete.
Oh, God. Whatever. So you really didn't have any chores?
Sweeping the porch was one that I always did, and making my mom a coffee. You're laughing because you know that's a deal.
Yeah, still is.
Richie, would you make your poor old mama a pot of coffee? That's what she would always
do. And she does it now.
Yeah, still does. Uh-huh. Yeah. She comes, would you make me just, you know, don't even have to bother that much with it. Just kind of throw a little bit of coffee in the machine and flip the switch after you put some water in it just to get me a little cup of coffee. Mm.
Toss it in that mug.
Because that's what she would do when I was growing up. Is she'd say, could you just run a dust rag across this furniture in here? Wasn't, you know, hey, will you dust? You need to dust the living room furniture. Or whatever. Can you just kind of get a dust rag and run it across the furniture and just kind of throw some Pledge on there and maybe run a broom across the floor? Mm-hmm. But there were no set chores that were on a list that I had to do every time. But she would get me to do stuff like that. And I know how to, like, one of my chores was feeding myself.
Yeah, and that has paid off because you're a good cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can sweep well. I just don't do it.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do. I don't, because we don't have regular brooms anymore. I can sweep like crazy with a regular broom. That old Swiffer thing, whatever that's called, it's a pain.
Well, guess what? Again, there's a store you can go to and get a broom that you are comfortable with and use.
Is there a lot of sweeping that needs to be done that I'm ignoring?
Yeah, there is. I have to sweep every single day, or I vacuum that kitchen area. Yes, because whatever reason, some people in the home drop food on the floor as they put it into their mouth and just leave it there. And we don't have a dog to clean up the mess.
We got a maid.
Me?
No, we have a cleaning person.
And she comes twice a month.
Did she come today?
Nope. And y'all act like she comes every day. I wish she did come every day. She comes two times a month. That's it.
For a tiny one-room house.
I knew you're so ridiculous.
You do not need a cleaning person.
I do need one.
Mm-mm. And it is. It's like every other day. Carrie's coming. Make sure you got your shit cleaned up.
Make
sure you got your shit picked up.
Every other day. Two times a month, people. Two. That's it. To clean the nasty toilets.
Look, I don't mind cleaning toilets.
Okay. Well, then let's see how that works out.
Well, why should I have to?
Because you have Carrie.
No, I mean, why should I have to clean toilets? They don't get, you act like that.
Toilets
every time
gross.
Somebody goes to the bathroom, somebody's got to go scrub the toilet.
It is disgusting.
Your standards are too high.
Okay, well, maybe so.
But see, that's the thing that you need to cut down on so you can relax.
I relax.
I know, but you're too high strung. Because
I want clean,
wound too
a
tight,
clean home.
Tightly.
Because I want a clean home.
No, because you just, it has to be your way. I mean,
what's your way?
Ultimately, I would end up doing the dishes like I do now. If I go in there, I even went back. I left the meatloaf out the other night because Boy was coming in after work to eat. I didn't make him a specific amount on a plate and then put the leftovers up and then wash that one dish.
Right.
But you asked me about it, and I said, oh, well, no, I didn't do that. I did everything else. You cooked, so I cleaned the kitchen and put dishes in the dishwasher, washed the stuff by hand that needed to be washed. But that one thing that I forgot to do erased all of the other
and
stuff.
Then, because it baffles me how you and boy can clean up a kitchen and leave just, like last night, prime example, I go into the kitchen, it's everything's picked up except what? The pan thing where I was cutting sausage and the knife. How do you clean a kitchen and miss that big stuff that to go in the dishwasher? I know, but you do that kind of stuff and you'll leave one.
But listen, though, the other night with the meatloaf thing, you asked me about, did you put the meatloaf out for Aiden? And then what'd you do with the leftovers or whatever? And then I said, I left the whole thing out.
Yeah.
And I was going to move my truck into the driveway from the street.
Yeah.
And I stopped and I went back and I did it. But it didn't, all you had to say was, did you do that? And it hit me and I said, no, I forgot. And then I went and did it.
Yeah.
But at the fact that I didn't do it to begin with ruined the whole thing.
No, it didn't. And I said, thank you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
To me?
Yes. When you said, I went back and I put that meatloaf up, I said, thank you.
Yeah. Not enough.
And it didn't erase everything.
But no, but again, you said it this way, though. You said, well, thank you. Like,
no, I did not.
You should have done that to begin
with. You are so.
Thank you for doing what you should have done to begin with.
You're dramatic and you are being not right.
It was almost as sarcastic as saying, well, what do you want, a cookie?
You're such a baby. And the other thing is, you say that it erased everything that you did. This is the kind of things that you come up with in your head. I've never said that erased anything. I appreciate it. Did I fall at your feet? Oh, thank you so much for cleaning up for me. I appreciate that so much. No, I did not.
I do that for you.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
Give me a break. Jody. I cook every single night, and I hate to cook.
Don't lie on the podcast.
I'm not.
You know better than that. Don't don't take.
They know. They know how you are.
Don't take podcasts.
They know. They know. They know.
Like, they're not serious. Mm-hmm. Serious.
They're serious, and they know you.
No, I'm saying the podcast is a serious entity, so you don't be lying on it.
Oh, yeah, it's serious.
This is going to end up being our livelihood someday. Just this little, it's going to explode into a 3-hour daily thing.
Then I will definitely be getting rid of Carrie, the cleaning lady, because it's not going to be exploding, I'm sure. If you're saying this is going to be our moneymaker.
Oh, because we won't be able to afford
Carrie? Yeah.
Well, that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'll just live in pigsty with tree bark toilet paper. Sounds great.
Well, that's the toilet paper is your deal, not mine.
It's not my deal.
Yeah.
We've established that you're just lazy and won't go change it.
Well, I did get my second bathroom back, which is something that
great. Another bathroom to
is okay. Our daughter, when she goes back to college, I get her bathroom whenever, you know, I need some time in a bathroom. And I don't have to worry about Jody busting in trying to get her perverted peeks at me while I'm using
you're
the bathroom.
So stupid.
You're like,
desire.
Oh, he's doing number two. Uh-oh. All right. I got to find an excuse
to
get up there.
You're such a freak.
I got to find a reason to get up there and accidentally get a peek. That's what you do.
Yeah, because that's just what I want to peek about.
Okay.
You're so weird.
All right, Jody, the podcast is not supposed to be about us bickering, and you've turned it into nothing but.
Okay.
The whole time now has been nothing but you.
All right, well, move on.
Airing your grievances.
Move on.
Okay, well, I'll move on. We'll be right back.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Yes, it's going to end up being called TJ and Jody's Broken Home.
I look at it as therapy.
What kind of therapy?
It's like counseling because we're just getting it out there.
Yeah, but is anybody counseling you about anything? Or
they might text or call me after this.
Yeah. All your friends listened to the podcast last week, hon. They were all telling you how great you were, and
they were being sweet and supportive.
All your fancy friends.
Yeah.
Riggins was asking me the other day, just how fancy are Jody's friends? I said, well, one of them owns her own line of expensive handbags. And it's, very successful. And she has to travel overseas to get with the manufacturers or somebody, right? Doesn't she?
She doesn't travel overseas.
So all of her stuff is made in America?
I don't know how all that works. But yeah, she's in places all over the country. Yeah. Like she's in. Mm-hmm. She's big time.
Yeah. And then you have another friend who who's an orthodontist's wife, very successful. I'm talking about some of the people in your Bible study group.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who has her own store here in town.
Yeah, boutique kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
One friend that's from the Northern California area that was raised as a hippie.
Yep.
But is full on wine expert, would never eat a meal out somewhere.
And has her own.
Under say, $1,000 a plate.
Oh, stop.
Something like that.
Has her own company as well.
Oh, yeah.
Wraps.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. her husband talks like that's not that big a deal. It's just something to keep her busy.
That's not nice.
You know he does, and it's hilarious when he does that.
Yeah. Well,
Anyway, Jody's got a bunch of snooty, snotty,
because they're
friends,
business people?
Friends that nobody else would want to hang out with.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. They're sweet. But what do they think of you, though? I mean, do they think you're fancy?
No.
You look fancy, though.
I do not.
Yeah, you do. You really do. And I've always told you that. And this is a compliment. You can go to Target and get a $5 shirt that, that's like half price and put it on. And then everywhere you go, people are like, oh, my God, where did you get that? That is so cute.
Look at me today.
Well, today is different. You're wearing... free swag from Jet Performance Labs, which is our friend Jenny's.
Yeah, and I love it.
Part of her fitness center.
Yeah.
And a hat that's from Zaya workout mm-hmm. clothes that Jody sells on the side as a side hustle. And Hunter rain boots that are like chest waders. How high do those things go up? To your knees?
Yeah.
Past your knee?
Too many. I really would like love some high. Short ones.
Oh, okay. Well, I wonder if you'll get them.
Yeah.
And your purse, your fancy purse, and you're wearing leggings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fancy.
Well, no, not today. I give you that. Not today.
Uh-uh. Nope. Okay. I love a good handbag, though. I do.
Yeah. When did you start calling them handbags instead of purses?
Probably when I look on the website and it says handbag. It didn't say purse.
You know, our mamas would go, what? Handbag?
Handbag. Because if you look on the website, that's... What it says right. Handbag.
Yeah, but you're Southern as a turnip green, so.
Am I?
Yeah, from Louisiana. So, and people from the Southeast call a purse a pocketbook.
Purse.
But we call them a purse.
Purse.
Don't you dare go in my purse. Mm-hmm. My mom's rule.
Yeah.
I don't care. If I ask you for something that's in my purse, you bring me my purse. You do not go into my purse. And I still do that. Jody says, just get that out of my purse. I say, here. Right. Here's your purse. Not doing that. Okay, well, thanks for listening to TJ and Jody's House Edition 2. And don't forget to check out everything else that we've got available on the Radio Button Network, all the various podcasts from the Ace and TJ show members and all. We're trying to build an empire here, and we cannot do that. I'm serious. Stop laughing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Adam said be serious about this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're trying to build an empire. Because you never know when someday you might turn on the radio to hear us and we won't be there.
Ooh.
You know, the way the things are going with the trends and everything.
Uh-oh.
So make sure that you subscribe to all the podcasts. You get all of the places where we're available and check it out every day. Because one day that may be the only way you can hear us and get these great. All right, I got to stop laughing. Get these great podcasts that are full of life-altering entertainment. Okay.
Okay.
Adam really did tell me yesterday, look, I know that you know, you do the self-deprecating thing, and then you, you know, when we've got something new, you like to play it down, like, you know, like, yeah, it's not great and all that. But we have some, that thing that we have coming up, and then he told me the date, and I'm like, I really don't need you to take that angle. I need you to just on this one, be positive about it and don't joke about it and all that. And I said, okay, all right, I got you. So you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. You're going to be making jokes about it.
We'll see. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.